This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is calling on the federal government to offer more help to gun violence victims in the city. Over the long holiday weekend, 24 people were shot in just four separate incidents. In total, more than 100 people were shot throughout the city. Johnson says he has requested the feds send more victim support services and more federal agents to help get illegal guns off the street.
Remember the mass shooting that happened in Highland Park and all the services that they got? That's what we're asking for. That's all. What other suburban places get around the country when mass shootings happen like that, we're just simply saying Chicago deserves that as well.
The city has set up an assistance shelter for people affected by gun violence on the Near West Side. It's close to the site of a shooting on Friday that left eight people wounded. The center will be open today from 3:30 to 7 o'clock. And Johnson says the city will assess whether the 4th of July weekend is the best time for NASCAR's street race going forward. The race requires police resources that may be needed elsewhere during the holiday weekend that tends to see high rates of violence. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the city has worked to reduce the number of officers needed for the event.
We recognized that we had a level of security around that event where we didn't need as many officers, so we were able to scale that down this year. And we'll continue to do that.
Officers had their days off canceled and worked extended shifts to police NASCAR this year. The public will have a chance to weigh in on the future of Metra, Pace, and the CTA at a series of hearings that begin today. State Senator Rahm Villivallum is among a number of voices calling for the Chicago area transit agencies to merge into one entity. They face a looming fiscal cliff in 2026. COVID federal relief money runs out, and ridership levels still have not rebounded to pre-pandemic levels. The Chicago Democrat says the public should have a say in crafting a transit system that, quote, works for our people. The CTA specifically has faced mounting criticism over reliability and safety concerns in the last few years. There are five meetings scheduled in the Chicago area between today and September. Today's is at the Bilantic Building downtown. A sixth meeting, scheduled for October, will be held in Springfield. Chicago housing activists are lending air conditioners to renters dealing with extreme heat in Garfield Park, Hermosa, and Humboldt Park. The All Chicago Tenants Association opened up their free AC unit program earlier this summer. In all, they collected close to 70 used units. Sam Diamante is with the volunteer group. She says they didn't realize how popular the service would become.
The program exploded, and now we've received more than 2,000 requests. 2,000.
Organizers took on the project because they say many landlords charge extra for air conditioners and installation. A couple more things you should know today. Cook County Commissioner Dennis Deer will be laid to rest today. His funeral is set to begin at 10 a.m. at Living Word Christian Center in South Suburban Forest Park. Deer died last month at age 51. He had complications from a rare double lung transplant he received last year. Deer became a Democratic commissioner in 2017, and he represented parts of the South Side into downtown. A Chicago-based nonprofit is working to make infertility treatments more affordable. The Chicago Coalition for Family Building offers financial grants of up to $20,000 to patients seeking services like in vitro fertilization. Coalition President Eve Feinberg says they've been offering grants since 2015, but says she wishes there was more insurance coverage of fertility treatments. Currently, state law mandates coverage for up to four cycles of in vitro fertilization. Feinberg says some patients end up needing more to conceive successfully. Today's weather, mostly cloudy skies with some rain starting this afternoon. The high will be 78 degrees. Parts of northern Illinois and northwest Indiana will be under a flood watch this afternoon. That's because the remnants of Hurricane Beryl will move through the area. Kankakee, Will, Grundy, and Cook counties can expect excessive rainfall this afternoon into tomorrow afternoon. The National Weather Service warns creeks and streams may rise out of their banks. and flooding may occur in places with poor drainage or urban areas. Tomorrow, we're expecting the day to start off with rain and end with some sunshine. Highs in the low 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.